always on my mind. She got sugar-coated love. Yes, yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. And goodness knows she got sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. Can use, and that sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. If you wanna know what sugar-coated love is, it's the best love that they got. It's the kind of love make the old feel young and make the North Pole hot. That sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine.
Lazy Lester, Sugar-Coated Love, gets us started on this week's edition of the BRC Radio Show, brought to you by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. That was a real good song, big hit around here in Birmingham back in 1958-59. The flip side of that is I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. Both of them got a lot of airplay around here, but it never really charted nationally. Probably some local other local cities had it on their play charts, but it wasn't a local hit song. All right, thanks for joining us. We're going to go right back into some music here. We got three coming up. A couple of them were charted, and one was a non-charted record. First one we're going to do is an Aaron Neville song, Tell It Like It Is. It was a big, big hit for him. I believe on the R&B it was number one, and pop chart number two, and it came out in 66. And then we're going to do the James Gang, the national group called the James Gang, not the local one here from the Alabama area. But we're going to do the James Gang song, Walk Away. When Joe Walsh was with them, it charted at 51 in 1971 for that group. And then we're going to finish up with Billy Crash Craddock, a song that didn't chart. It was a song that came out of the Bye Bye Birdie movie, although it wasn't Billy Crash Craddock's version. But he took it from that movie, Bye Bye Birdie, and did a song called One Last Kiss. But it wasn't a charted record, but I've always enjoyed listening to it. So here we go right now, Aaron Neville and Tell It Like It Is.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. You are serious. Don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed, let let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live, baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I'll tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
Give me one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. as kids. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss. Darling, it isn't right. Why must we say goodnight? Don't let me go like this. Baby, I need you so, but if I have to go, just give me one last kiss. Oh, one last kiss. Oh, baby, one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, baby, not like this. You know I need your love. Oh, 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 give me one last kiss.
One last kiss. One last kiss.
All right. Billy Crash Craddock, One Last Kiss. Crash Craddock was called Crash because he had a hobby, which was stock car racing. So that's where that came from. Before that, James Gang, Walk Away and Tell It Like It Is, Aaron Neville. Big hit for him. Let's keep going. We've got three different ones coming up now. All types of genres going to play here. We're going to start out with a Nilsson, and then we're going to do a soul song from the Rolling Stones wrote the song, and a group called The Traditions out of 1969 is going to give us a version of theirs. And then we'll end up with a Charlie Rich. And we're going to get it started right now with Nilsson. And he's going to jump into the fire.
You can climb a mountain. You can swim the sea. came from. I guess that it don't matter since she is gone.
She is gone.
But in the darkest night, before the morning light, no one knows. She comes and goes. The only way to be,
way to be.
Oh, you know she will not retain, and she'll laugh from nothing gain, nothing more. Such a cause.
Beach. Who will the next fool be? That's that, and I guess Lonely Weekends, which was some of his early stuff. It's probably two of my favorite songs he did. This one here in particular was recorded in early 1959, but didn't hit the charts until early 1970. They released it later on. That was on the country charts. They didn't do the pop charts. By the way, Bobby Blue Bland had a hit with Who Will the Next Fool Be a couple of years after Charlie did. So, and before that, that's the Mick Jagger, Keith Richards composition Ruby Tuesday being done by a group called The Traditions. That was recorded in Nashville and on the Abet record, A-BET record label. And it was produced by Ernie Fields, who had a lot of hits over the years, instrumental hits. And before that, Nelson Jumped Into the Fire. That was a hit for him in 1972, and I've always enjoyed that song, good little rocker. That was kind of a shorter version than the album version, but it was a good song. All right, let's keep going. We've got two coming up right now. We got a Charlie Daniels and one by a group called the Lexingtons. So let's get started. Charlie Daniels taking a trip as the Uneasy Rider.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. They all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life." I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife. Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their ass was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
That's the Lexingtons, I Found My Baby. And if that sounds the tune or anything sounds familiar to you there, that was kind of an answer song to a Drifters hit, There Goes My Baby. In fact, the composers on this particular song are two of the same guys that wrote There Goes My Baby. But this is on the Everest record label, not the Atlantic, one that the Drifters had so many hits on. Everest had quite a different style of music going out there when they put music out. They even did a Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, which was a re-release of it. And they also did a song by a group called The Renowns. I'll have to play that one for you one day. That's a real good song. Then this one, kind of a doo-wop group sound. Before that, Uneasy Rider by Charlie Daniels Band, a charted record for them. All right, let's keep going right now. We've got three coming up. We've got one by Caesar and Cleo. I'll tell you a little bit more about that one after you hear it. And then we got one by Josephine Sunday and a big hit for a group called The Seeds. Gonna end that set. Right now, let's go with a song called The Letter, and here is Caesar and Cleo.
I'm writing this letter.
it's better with your cheek in my eyes. Well, my eyes is thinking I made you cry. Baby, baby, throw in my picture. Darling, forget me.
Stay by me. push it too hard, push it too hard, push it too hard on me.
Pushing Too Hard, that is The Seeds. That's a big hit for them back in the day. And before that, we had You Won't Even Know Her Name. That was Josephine Sundy. That was on the Tower record label. The Starlets, which was a girls group, also did that same song on the same label. And but neither one was a hit, but real good song. And before that, Caesar and Cleo, The Letter. And if you hadn't figured that out, that was Sonny and Cher. That was a song that came out and on the Vault label and didn't chart. Then after they had a couple of hits, they re-released it on the Vault, and it did chart. So that's Sonny and Cher, known as Caesar and Cleo. All right, let's keep going right now. We got a little doo-wop coming up next. Then we're going to do a double play of the day. First, we're going to start out with a group called the Duques. They're going to do a song called Night Owl. And then we're going to do two by the Beach Boys. So here we go right now with the Duques, led by Gene Chandler on lead vocal with Night Owl.
10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, curfew time.
Night Owl strolling down the street about the break of day. A night I'll listen, boy, what you think your mama gonna say?
Hey,
wait till you get in the door, mama told you once before. Whoa, whoa, night I'll. A night I'll strolling with this Keaton swinging in his hand. Oh, a night I'll hurting up the stairs like a natural grown man. Your mind, ain't you heard of curfew time? Whoa, whoa, night owl. Got it to you long ago not to come and lay no more. Running over town just like a fly. But you think the leaves are square and you feel you've been everywhere. Wait till tomorrow you sit down. Oh, night owl strolling with his dark glasses on his eye. Oh, you dare tell daddy no lie.
Hey,
I said, you are such a silly jerk. Daddy ought to make you whoa, whoa, night owl. Daddy told you long ago not to come and lay no more. Running over town just like a clown. But you think that he's a squirt and you think you've been everywhere. Wait till tomorrow you sit down. Such a silly jerk, daddy oughta make you work. Whoa, whoa, night owl.
Do you wanna dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance?
fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh,
giddy up, giddy up,
ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409.
409, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409, 409, 409.
All right, that's two by the Beach Boys. That was 409. That's one of my favorite Beach Boys songs there. And Do You Want to Dance, old Bobby Freeman song, and they came back with it and had a hit of their own with that one. So, you know, Beach Boys did a lot of fun music back in the day, and wanted to play a couple by them. Got started with the Duques doing Night Owl. That was Gene Chandler doing the lead vocals and Mr. Duke of Earl and myself. That song and Duke of Earl and quite a few others were recorded all at the same time, and they were called the Duques. And then VJ Records bought the pressing of Duke of Earl and put it on the VJ label and called it Gene Chandler as a solo vocalist. But on the album Duke of Earl on the VJ label, you'll find this same song, Night Owl, too. So, but that is the Duques, but that's Gene Chandler lead vocal there. All right, let's keep going right now. I've got three coming up here. I've got one coming in by a lady of the country world named Dotsie. Then we're going to do one by Creedence, and then we're going to do one by a group I really enjoyed back in the day, Little Feat. Never had a charted record, but had a lot of great albums. So anyway, let's get started right now with Dotsie. She's going to do a song called I Just Had You On My Mind.
Feel your touch. just had you on my mind. I just had you on my
Paulina, where you going to, love?
Okay, that was Little Feet with a song called Oh Atlanta. And they had about, like I said earlier, they didn't have any top 40 hits or anything, but they had six LPs that made the top 100 LP sales. So they were a group out of the 70s, if you're not familiar with them. Had a lot of fun stuff. Before that, Creedence Clearwater, a song off their Pendulum LP, Molina. And then Dotsie started it with I Just Had You On My Mind. Okay, we're going to keep going. We're going to, about time to go. I'm going to try to squeeze in two more, maybe three. We'll try for two anyway. I'm going to do one by Betty James, and then we're going to do a Roy Orbison. So here we go right now with Betty James doing I'm a Little Mixed Up.
Little mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, darling, I don't know what to do. Now you said you love me, give me stars up above. I told you, daddy, I had all your love. I'm just a little mixed up, oh my, you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up, and I don't know. Now we used to walk and talk, darling, jump and sing. But I know now you don't mean me a thing. I'm just a little mixed up all by you. Oh, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. Because of you, I'm a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. You just listen, yeah, daddy, what I have to say. If you don't wanna be on my way, I'm just a little mixed up over you. I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up over you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do.
Big crowd, jukebox plays loud. No tears, no cares. Everybody rocking everywhere. Rock house, rock house, rock house. We're going to the rock house, well, rock it in the morning, rock it in daylight. Rocking through the evening and won't be home tonight. Rock house, we're going to the rock house. Rock, rock it up. up and have a ball. Rock out, rock out. Rocket in daylight, rocking through the evening, and we won't be home tonight. Rock house, we're going to the rock house. Rock, rock house, rock house, rock house, rock house, rock.
All right, thanks for being with us today. That was Roy Orbison with Rock House and 1956. Before that, we had Betty James, which wasn't a national hit, but it was a hit around here. We were fortunate enough to have that song played on our stations back in the early 60s. But anyway, we got to go, so thanks for joining us. We're going to get out of here with our usual instrumental. Today we're going to do Bill Doggett and Honky Tonk Part 1. So see you next time on BRC Radio.